Access and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Time is running short for Florida residents to get out of the way of deadly Hurricane Milton as it takes aim at landfall on the state's west coast in around 24 hours. Tommy Hall lives in Venice, Florida. He'd like to leave, but says it's not that easy.
I mean, we can leave, but you're looking at the interstate. By the time you find a place, there's no place. You can't go to Georgia, you can't go to Carolina, so you got to go west toward Pensacola, Panama City. I'm pretty sure all that's booked.
51 counties are under a state of emergency as Milton is expected to rampage from Florida's Gulf Coast right through to the Atlantic side. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Tampa.
Yura D.C. Stanley rode out Helene in her Tampa area home, but evacuated to Tallahassee Monday when Milton exploded to a Category 5.
These storms are different. Ask the citizens of Asheville, North Carolina.
Millions of people in the Tampa area are under a mandatory evacuation.
The FBI has arrested a man from Afghanistan who was allegedly planning a terrorist attack in the U.S. on Election Day. CBS's Matt Piper is following that.
Federal prosecutors have charged Nasir Ahmed Tahidi with planning an attack on Election Day in support of ISIS. He was arrested in Oklahoma City. Prosecutors saying he and unnamed co-conspirators were followers of ISIS and took steps to carry out their attack in the U.S., including selling the family home, working to relocate family abroad, and purchasing ammunition. They say the 27-year-old traveled to the U.S. on a special immigrant visa in 2021.
In the Middle East, Hezbollah fired another barrage of rockets into Israel on Tuesday, and a day after marking a year of war in Gaza, Israeli forces fought heavy battles with Palestinian militants in the north, where residents have been ordered to evacuate. CBS News producer Marwan Al-Ghul is a resident of Gaza. He and his family have been displaced multiple times.
It's not easy to keep reporting the ongoing war. Every day I see heartbreaking victims. Children are bleeding on the ground. I have a family, children. I am worried about them too, as there is no safe place in Gaza. No one is safe at all.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday in a case challenging federal regulations on privately made ghost guns. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The Biden administration is saying is just look at the plain language of the statute. Of course, it embraces the idea of being able to regulate these ghost gun kits.
Last year, the Biden administration redefined firearms to include these homemade gun kits, subjecting them to the same regulations as traditional firearms. A federal deficit of $1.8 trillion expected next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Milwaukee Tuesday with a plan to remove all lead water pipes in the United States. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
President Biden was back in the Brew City, once again talking up his efforts to remove lead water pipes. Biden unveiled a plan to force big cities to replace their lead water pipes within 10 years.
What's good for our health and for our environment is also good for our economy, and it's good for jobs.
The deadline includes $2.5 billion in new spending from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
The top four vote-getters in this year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest move on to the final round. The field started out with 130 nominations. You can vote for the finalists for another week. The winner will be announced a week from Thursday in Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network, President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change, other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A frost advisory in effect for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s, a mostly clear sky, and expect a light breeze. After the frost, we'll see a sunny Wednesday on the way. Afternoon high temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us. Public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Interesting piece over at the Atlantic by Sean Willens, titled How Jack Smith Outsmarted the Supreme Court. And, you know, what's really fascinating about this, first of all, Jack Smith laid out in his most recent filing in Judge Tanya Chutkan's court, his federal court in Washington, D.C., laid out exactly, you know, the crimes that Donald Trump committed as a private citizen. Basically, the Supreme Court, or at least six Republicans on the Supreme Court, said if Donald Trump committed crimes and they were part of his official duties, in other words, if he was executing his official duties and he committed a crime in the process, then he's immune from prosecution. You can't hold him accountable. So what Jack Smith did is he said, okay, we'll accept that for the moment. I am going to sit down and prove to you that none of these crimes that he committed had anything to do with his official duties. That he was running as a candidate, not as a president. That this is, you know, that this, you know, just pretty straightforward argument. He alludes to the court's own language in their own opinion. And basically demolishes this argument that Donald Trump is making that he can't be prosecuted because these were official duties. Also, I think it's worth noting, both Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito have a dog in this fight. Clarence Thomas's wife was involved in the insurrection that Donald Trump led. And Sam Alito's was flying flags at both of his homes in support of the insurrection, of this coup attempt against the United States. And neither of these guys recused themselves. If they had, the decision might have been quite different. But anyhow, Jack Smith, the author notes, Smith has taken the opportunity to release previously unknown details that underscore the depravity as well as the extent of Trump's criminal actions. For example, when one of his aides came to him after he had, after the riot had started, the attack on the Capitol had started, and said, Mike Pence is in danger of his life. Trump said, so what? He wanted Mike Pence to be hanged, apparently. And this 160-some-odd page brief, it reads like a murder mystery, like a thriller. And it's just, I encourage you to track it down and read it. He also makes it very clear that the framers of the Constitution did not want the executive branch to have any involvement in presidential elections. Why? Because they could corrupt the elections. It'd be an open invitation to corruption. So here is where, you know, basically Jack Smith lays out his argument, is that Trump was acting as a candidate, not as president, and as a candidate, he has no immunity. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if, of course, Judge Chutkan has to agree with him, and then move forward and then hold the trial, and then Donald Trump gets to appeal all over again. Maybe he gets to appeal even before there's a trial. And that appeal, of course, will go to the Supreme Court. And we'll see if the six Republican justices on the court are going to double down on this or if they're going to give up on Trump. My bet is that if Trump loses this election, they will jettison him. In fact, I think right across the Republican Party, you're going to see if Trump loses the election, you're going to see Republicans running in the other direction from Trump. Trump is going to become, like Jeffrey Epstein, when the word got out, he's just going to become suddenly radioactive. On the other hand, if he wins, there's no doubt in my mind that the Supreme Court will say, may we shine your shoes, sir, or at least the six Republicans on the Supreme Court. They'll do whatever he wants. Meanwhile, every problem that Trump has blamed on illegal immigrants is a complete lie. But Rebecca Crosby and Noel Sims over at Popular.info wrote a brilliant piece documenting all these lies that Donald Trump is making about illegal immigrants. Again, proving that for the people who are voting for Trump, they're doing it because they're racists. I mean, it's just that simple. And his whole immigrant argument is, he wants more immigrants from Norway. He doesn't want immigrants from south of the border. Now, why would that be? Well, it might have something to do with the color of their skin, you think? I mean, he tries to say, there's people coming from Mexico and Guatemala. They don't even speak English. Well, neither do Norwegians. I mean, actually, a lot of Norwegians speak English because they teach English in their schools. But you get my point. This is really all about race. So here are the lies. He said, and these are all quotes from Donald Trump, quote, the Harris-Biden administration, which is interesting, he's reversing this, the Harris-Biden administration says they don't have any money for hurricane relief. They spent it all on illegal migrants, which is, like I said, just a complete top-to-bottom lie. Now, Trump actually did divert disaster relief money to illegal immigrants. He took $155 million from the FEMA disaster fund and used it to build a private prison to put children in that he had separated from their parents. But his lies about FEMA are now being amplified by Jim Jordan and Elon Musk, and it's just a lie. Number two, Trump's false claim that undocumented immigrants are responsible for a crime wave has become basically a staple of his, a regular part of his stump speech. There is no violent crime wave. Violent crime now is at historic lows. Yes, there's still crime, but it's at historic lows. Trump has lied, saying that the Biden administration is allowing undocumented immigrants to enter the country so they can illegally vote and steal the 2024 election. Complete lie. First of all, they're not letting people into the country. And secondly, illegal immigrants, immigrants period, even with a green card, can't vote. You've got to be a citizen to vote, period, in every state. It just doesn't happen. And on the rare occasions that it does, it gets fixed rather quickly. But it's like, 5 or 10 people in a state, maybe. I mean, Ron DeSantis spent millions of dollars looking for people who had, and these weren't even immigrants. These were just black people. He just didn't want black people voting in Florida. And, he spent millions of dollars and years looking for people who shouldn't be voting, and he found what? 10 or 11 black people? I mean, he's all about race, too. During the vice presidential debate last week, Senator J.D. Vance claimed that housing is, quote, totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. This is not true at all. Not even close. At nearly every campaign stop, Donald Trump claims that undocumented immigrants will drain resources from Medicare and Social Security. Actually, the truth is the opposite of that. These people who are working without a green card, without the legal right to work, are paying into Medicare and Social Security, and they'll never be able to get the money from it. Another Trump lie is that undocumented immigrants are taking jobs from American citizens. He said 100% of the jobs created under the Biden administration have gone to illegal immigrants that came into our country. Again, a complete lie. At a July rally, Trump said, we're losing 300,000 people a year to fentanyl that comes through our border. He's blaming illegal immigrants for that. Well, actually, it's Americans who are bringing the fentanyl into the United States. In fact, I think I've got some numbers here. Yeah, 86.2% of fentanyl trafficking offenders in 2021 were U.S. citizens. And then finally, he says, undocumented immigrants are responsible for inflation. Right. No, sorry. It's got nothing to do with inflation. Inflation was caused by the pandemic, disrupting supply lines. And those supply lines were in place because Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush wrote NAFTA and signed us up for the GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, which led to the World Trade Organization. And, you know, for 40 years, basically, we were operating in this neoliberal world where we had to depend on other countries for our stuff because corporations didn't want to pay Americans to manufacture things. And as a result of that, when the pandemic hit, that stuff wasn't coming to America. And, you know, demand exceeding supply is literally the definition of what causes inflation. So, just for the record. Next up, a New Mexico man has just pled no contest to shooting a Native American. You're going to just cringe when you hear the story. I'll be right back with you with that, and I'll be picking up your calls. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed full of stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help you support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. Clear. Talk radio's always near. Talk radio, where the voices collide. Two men opinions side by side. Echoes of the nation, stories unfold. 21 minutes past the hour. This is just a mind-boggling story. There was there's this big fight going on in New Mexico over whether or not to erect a statue to one of the Spanish conquistadors, Juan de Onate. And the Republicans and the, you know, basically white supremacists want this statue up. And the Native Americans in particular, who were the big victims of Juan de Onate, and many other people of color, and even, you know, progressive-minded white people are saying, no, we don't want this. So there was this huge protest at this place where they were going to install this statue of this Spanish conquistador. And one of the protesters was, you know, a Native American, and his name is Jacob Johns. He's from Spokane, Washington. He's an artist and an environmental activist. He's also a Native American. He's Hopi and from the Acamel Odom tribes. And so this New Mexico white guy, Ryan David Martinez, whips out his gun and shoots this guy in the back or wherever he shot him. And originally he was being charged with murder. He just pled guilty to a lesser charge. He's going to be facing about 4 years in prison on a 9.5-year sentence. This was back in September of last year that all this happened. And just yesterday or today, he entered the plea and said, no, okay, I'll plead guilty and go to prison. But this is what Donald Trump does, is he makes people sufficiently crazy that they're willing to try to kill other people. And I don't think that aspect of Donald Trump's toxicity is discussed anywhere near enough in our media. So just wanted to put it out there. So what's on your mind today? Eric, listening on KSER in La Conner, Washington. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I was a first-time caller back in January, and then I said, well, if we Democrats lose Michigan and or Wisconsin, it might be over the Gaza question. And I suggested then, hey, why doesn't the president or vice president come out in support of returning the American embassy, take it out of Jerusalem, which Donald Trump moved in from 2018, the American embassy was in Tel Aviv. Donald Trump, as president, moved it into Jerusalem to court the evangelical vote to bring on the end times, I guess. And so I suggested then, like, why not move it back? Well, since then, more Gaza civilians have died than Americans died. Yeah, that's more than Americans died in Vietnam, Afghanistan, and the Gulf Wars combined.
Well, no, that's not true. I think we lost 54,000 Americans in Vietnam. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. All right. My apologies, and I'll double check. And then recently I heard both President Biden and Vice President Harris come out again, as they always have, in favor of a two-state solution in Palestine and Israel. And so President Biden has said now he's not in favor of moving it back, at least not yet.
Yeah, I think the embassy is largely symbolic, and that would be picking a fight that probably he would lose, and the political cost would be substantial. I don't know what's going on here, though. I don't know why. I mean, Joe Biden, particularly when you look at what Bob Woodward wrote in his book, that Joe Biden, you know, is calling Bibi Netanyahu an SOB and, you know, calling him out. But maybe his calculation is that there are more Zionist Jews in America who support Netanyahu than there are pissed off, you know, Muslims or Arabs. I don't
know either. But I would also suggest that I would send a strong message to those people who are hoping for a wider war in the Middle East. I think that would send a strong message, I think, to the Irans, et cetera, the Syrians of the world who are sitting now anxiously watching Israel attack and Lebanon attack each other. I think that might help temper some of the animosity. I think, and there's a lot of good Israelis who, a lot of Israelis who are in favor of the two-state solution.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Eric. You're absolutely right. Eric, thanks for the call. I just don't think the embassy moving is even in the cards. Much less could ever happen. But who knows? I mean, sometimes you get surprised. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like wood look waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRS's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't set this one out. Text fees may apply.
There's a silent shadow cast standing tall. From the fields to the factories, through centuries unbound, the echoes of a power, deep and profound. Whispers of privilege, a legacy so deep, in the land of the free, promises they keep. But in the shadows where the stories entwine, truths untold, we seek to redefine.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hi. I was wondering if you knew of a man called Jim Wallis, W-A-L-L-I-S?
Yeah, he's, if I'm remembering correctly, he's a progressive Christian?
Yes, he is, and he wrote some books.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening
he's been on this
to
program.
Him... Oh, has he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that. One thing I heard him say about Trump, and he's, you know, being, I guess he's ordained.
He is.
He will not necessarily promote one or the other, but he does condemn Trump by saying he's a huckster as far as using religion to buy the votes of the evangelicals. And he is nothing at all what, you know, a Christian leader or, you know, a Christian is, you know.
Agreed.
You pointed out how racist he is, and all he wants to do is divide people. He's a promoter of hate. And, you know, as you've said about chapter 25 of Matthew,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the sheep and the goats.
Yep, 25:40.
Yeah. And also the Sermon on the Mount and, you know, where it talks about.
Matthew 6, yeah.
Yes. And he didn't even, you know, when he did that photo op as a president in front of a church, he held the Bible upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, although he disputes that, but it certainly looked that way. Yes, I agree with you. And
yeah,
backwards.
I think he's just trying to promote himself as a fan of the evangelicals, and right. He's far from it. And I think evangelicals, those who call themselves Christian and are part of the MAGA mm-hmm. movement, they are so deceived.
Yeah. Yeah.
They believe he is anointed.
I know, and his latest grift is selling Bibles. I mean, you know, it's like, really? Oh.
I don't know what we can do to get these people who are deceived into believing,
we can vote.
He's on their side.
We can vote. If Donald Trump loses the election in a really big way, it is going to take a lot of the wind out of the sails of these guys, especially if we can hold the House and Senate. Or take the House.
Is it possible at this time that you could have Jim Wallis on as a guest for just 10 minutes to talk about what he says about Trump being a huckster?
Yeah.
I
don't need Jim to say that, but he is, you know, he is a religious authority and he is a smart guy. And he's said that on this program I believe he's been on the program multiple times. I mean, pretty much every time he has a new book out. So, you know, if he's got a new book out, I'd be happy to have him on.
The book is called The False White Gospel. So even if you could read a few things from his from that new book.
Mm-hmm. The False White Gospel. Okay, I'll have to check it out. Sue, thanks for the heads up on that, and I appreciate the call. Sam in Los Angeles. Hey, Sam, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I think that the Roundup the Immigrants, that he says he's talking about is a jobs program. Like, because the Holocaust was carried out by ordinary Germans. It was like a militia that was like a jobs program. FDR had a civilian corps, and that's what I think Kamala should come out with, a massive FDR jobs program. Like,
well, the problem is we have the lowest unemployment we've had since 1965. We're at 4.1% unemployment right now, which means basically anybody who wants a job can get a job.
Yeah, but the problem is that a lot of people don't have jobs, and they are the ones that think Roundup the Immigrants is a jobs program.
No, I don't think it's a problem of unemployment, Sam. I think it's a problem of underemployment. We've got, and this is a pretty much a red state problem, because you've got red states where $7.25 an hour is their minimum wage, and an awful lot of people are working for that. And even in a low-cost red state, you just cannot live on $7.25 an hour. And those are the people who are saying, we've been screwed. And they're right. I mean, $7.25 an hour is the equivalent of around $4.50 an hour back in 1981. I mean, it's terrible. And the only states that have that low minimum wage
with a high
are red
wage
states, Republican-controlled states.
Yeah, but a jobs program with a high wage would appeal to those voters.
Right. Well, that's what's happening. I mean, the Biden administration passed the Infrastructure Act. They are building. I mean, they which literally created probably in the neighborhood of a million jobs, and those are good, high-paying jobs. The CHIPS Act is bringing jobs back to America. The Inflation Reduction Act is bringing jobs back to America. Biden is imposing tariffs, which will be bringing jobs back to America. So, I think the problem is that people don't know that all this is going on, Sam. Apparently you didn't know.
They don't, but also Kamala always talks about the middle class. She never talks about the working class and the poor. And this would be a direct appeal to them.
Yeah. No, I get that. The problem with pitching the poor in political campaigns, and the reason you haven't heard anybody talk about the poor since Lyndon Johnson, frankly, is that the poor, by and large, don't vote. And as a result,
they'd vote if they had a reason, and it's just give them a reason. You would think so.
I mean, Lyndon Johnson did a lot for the poor. The war on poverty and the Great Society, massive programs for poor people. It did not substantially increase the voting at the bottom, at the bottom quarter of the or bottom quartile of the economic ladder, as it were. It's real unfortunate. But I'm not saying that, Democrats and Republicans, for that matter, shouldn't be talking about poor people in America, because there's a lot. We have some of the worst poverty in the entire developed world. But in large part, that poverty is the result of red state and Republican policies. Sam, thanks for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Good day, Tom. Well, my thoughts and best wishes are for any Floridians in the path of Hurricane Milton.
And get the hell out.
Prepare for the worst and, hope for the best, for sure. And safe travels to you tomorrow. But Tom, you had a call earlier talking about the racism amongst Trump voters, and you were debating the role of right-wing billionaires in driving that. I just want to mention that yesterday, Joy Reid had a brilliant opening segment highlighting that both Elon Musk and Peter Thiel lived as teenagers in apartheid South Africa. And Joy mentioned a couple other major right-wing power players, including the guy
David
who started
Sachs.
QAnon. Pardon? Yep.
And David Sachs is another one of those billionaires who went to school in apartheid South Africa.
Yeah, and the guy, and also the guy who started QAnon. So, Joy called the effect these guys are having here as the Africanization of America, and it's why I refer to MAGA as a neo-Confederate fascist movement. So, Tom, letting a million Americans die almost half of them unnecessarily in crashing the economy was only the warm-up act for the hell Trump's going to unleash on the planet, our democracy, and every American who's not a multimillionaire or billionaire. You know, no one is going to be immune from these effects. So, you know, we don't have much time. Let's get to work. Let's get out the vote. And let's make it clear to anyone on the third party fence that only one of two people is going to be our next president. It's either going to be Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. If that's not the biggest no-brainer in history, I don't know what is.
Yeah, agreed. I'm writing a piece on Thursday. I'm going to be publishing a piece about that and about Jill Stein and this whole thing. But yeah, I'm with you.
And your piece yesterday was really great about the post-traumatic experience from COVID.
PTSD from COVID, yeah. Yeah, it makes people vulnerable to cults. You know, I really didn't realize that. I mean, I kind of intuited it, but when I started doing the research, I was just shocked.
Should read your piece yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the call. And thanks for listening to X-Ray FM here in Portland. It's 44 minutes past the hour, just about 45. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Did I say before the hour and then after the hour? It's 15 minutes before the hour. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Florida residents are evacuating the Tampa Bay region ahead of what's expected to be a catastrophic hit from Hurricane Milton. This woman on Sanibel Island isn't leaving.
My home is unique in that it's round. That's one of the unique features of it to help assist with that hurricane resilience. I'm confident that we have something that will be here when the storm is over.
CBS's Robert Legarry reports the FBI charged a man in Oklahoma for planning an Election Day terror attack.
The FBI director has said in recent months that he has never seen this many red lights flashing on the threat environment as he has seen in the last few months. And so this is clearly something that federal officials have been watching for.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on regulation of homemade ghost guns.
It's not about whether the regulations here violate the Second Amendment. The question is about executive agency power.
CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect some noisy nights in parts of Wisconsin this week. Melissa Kay explains why.
You may see or hear F-35 jets flying overhead in the afternoons and evenings this week. The 115th Fighter Wing out of Madison will conduct evening training flights through Thursday. The pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents, but you may still hear them. I'm Melissa Kay.
Farmers in Wisconsin can expect to lose money this year. The U.S. Agriculture Department's September farm income forecast predicts about a 5% decrease. Farm losses could reach $6.5 billion nationwide. The USDA points to lower demand for household produce, a rainy early summer, and a lack of farm workers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're sort of in the dumps about recent Star Wars shows not lasting so long, don't feel sorry for the franchise. The brand is as profitable as ever. The Hollywood Reporter says the studio made $1 billion from merchandising in 2023 alone. In a stroke of genius, Star Wars creator George Lucas negotiated for the rights to merchandise. The studios thought he was crazy and agreed. Lucas sold the rights back to Disney a few years ago for $4 billion. It's just that simple. All he had to do was create a profitable movie franchise. Word on the street is that actor Fart Smith and star of Independence Day, Will Smith, and Michael Bay, director of the first Bad Boys with Smith, are teaming up for a new action film for Netflix called Fast and Loose. Smith recently made headlines for having the worst-smelling gas in the Western Hemisphere. Director Barry Sonnenfeld claimed that on the original Men in Black, Will ripped a doozy that closed down the set until the stench subsided a week ago Tuesday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A frost advisory in effect for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s, a mostly clear sky, and expect a light breeze. After the frost, we'll see a sunny Wednesday on the way. Afternoon high temperatures warming to the upper 60s. Right now, it's 48.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former Milwaukee police officer and founder of the Cops and Writers website, Patrick O'Donnell, and WGBW producer and social media expert, Amanda Nimmer, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
What's happening in Florida or happened during the last presidential election, and the numbers at the final count was there were 10 people that were arrested for voter fraud. Two of them were African Americans that had thought that they were felons and they thought that their voting rights had been restored. Okay. And three of them were Europeans who had somehow
Mike Letter over at tom.tv. Well, everyone know with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we have Tringby, Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and more. Be here for a hump day edition.
Hump day!
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.